Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Austin Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Rutner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a fly ball, foul. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Juice scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Rutner moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rutner scores. Rosar moves to third. Suter moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Papish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to third. Joost moves to second. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Joost fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 1 in the game. McKen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Knickerbocker reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a line drive towards third. Rutner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. McKen moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Papish covering, for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Frank Papish. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. K Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. York reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Harris now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Flores now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. 1 out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Juiced strikes out. 1 out. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruttner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Ruttner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruttner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ruttner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Guerra pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Fain reaches second base with a double. Guerra moves to third. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Bob Savage now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Guerra. Appling scores. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Rutner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.